Last month, Jose W. Fernandez, the U.S. government's representative to the Mineral Security Partnership, or MSP, an alliance of mostly Western countries set up in 2022, said a Chinese mining company, CMOC, was using predatory pricing to keep the cost of cobalt extracted from the Democratic Republic of Congo down. Businesses sometimes use the tactic, illegal in some countries, to muscle out competition and establish a monopoly. In a written response to VOA, CMOC said, "We firmly deny the accusations. This round of price fluctuation is within the normal range and is a true reflection of market supply and demand." The MSP says its aim is to eliminate predatory pricing and to reform the world's mining industry, where exploitation of workers and institutions in developing nations is common. Fernandez, who is also the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy and the Environment, says African minerals like cobalt are essential for the world's transition to green energy in the face of climate change.
We need Africa. We need African resources in order to do that. That's an opportunity for Africa, and Africa can demand what it's always wanted, which is technical assistance, knowledge transfer, working with communities, benefiting with communities.
Analysts say that the US, European Union, and other MSP countries are also aiming to steer control of strategic resources away from the People's Republic of China, as its rivalry with the West intensifies. Fernandez says this isn't the case.
The objective here is to diversify our supply chains. It is true that for the most part, the PRC controls many of these minerals. That's a vulnerability not only for the West, but for all of us, as we aim to do all of this while upholding high environmental, social, and governance values. And by that, I mean working with communities to make sure that communities benefit from their natural resources.
Mining experts told VOA that Chinese companies are carrying out some of the worst practices in the mining industry, and that the MSP is important in offsetting that. Andre Bayer is CEO of Core Potash, a mining company operating in the Republic of Congo.
It's an important reaction to counteract those that do not have the same scruples. But what happens is you've got a lot of private Chinese investors in Africa, and who are no longer even being reined in by their government in their country, and their behavior. Actually, their behavior can be the most shocking.
One analyst says the MSP's task is difficult because it and Western countries do not have the same sway, control, or leverage that China has over its private companies. Christian Gerard Nima is with the China Global South Project.
So that's why, whether being the MSP, the IRA, or the Critical Raw Material Act in Europe, or any kind of initiative in Canada or in Australia, they are all depending on one thing. They're depending on the fact that private companies will be willing to follow through with the strategy.
Ultimately, Fernandez says African countries will have to decide for themselves whom to partner with. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.